Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Food for Thought's newest offering, Bags of Love. And I'm here with Development Director Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Tell us about Food for Thought's new program, Bags of Love.
Sure. Well, to start with, Food for Thought is a nonprofit organization that provides healthy food and nutrition to people who are living with serious illnesses. Mm-hmm. So we have clients who are living with HIV. We have clients who are living with congestive heart failure. Also clients who have recently left the hospital and need nutritional support in order to get well. So we've been around since 1988, and that's the kind of work that we do. Mm-hmm. Our client services director, Nina Redman, noticed that we were having a hard time providing that nutritional support to some of our clients who were homeless because they don't have access to refrigeration or a place where they can store the food that we would provide them. So she came up with this idea, which we call Bags of Love, and it's a new program whereby we pack a grocery bag with pop-top cans and other containers of non-perishable food that is the equivalent of about 20 meals worth. Those are being distributed through the various health centers that serve the homeless population in Sonoma County. The idea there being that people come in for their health care needs, but very often their primary health need is that they're hungry.
Right.
They're simply not being fed. So these are a resource that can be there waiting for a healthcare provider to say, we want you to have one of these so that you can eat.
Great idea. So this just started, this project?
Just started about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
And we received some funding from the Community Foundation Sonoma County to help fund this program. So we're very grateful for that. Many of our funders are very excited about this program because addressing the issue of hunger among the homeless, it's a thorny problem. It's very challenging. I mean, you could give somebody a truckload of food, but if they can't take it with them, then there's very little they can do with it.
Right. Yeah. And that's totally an aspect that I would never have even thought of, the idea of refrigeration and storage and transportation.
Right.
Great stuff. And that's something that people can get, like you said, at centers?
Like the West County Health Centers, the Santa Rosa Community Health Clinics. I believe there are two or three other providers whose names are escaping me at the moment. But basically where people who are homeless are going for their health care services, that's where we're distributing the Bags of Love to.
Great. Anything that community members can do to help as far as volunteering or getting involved in Bags of Love?
We always welcome volunteers, and the bags are assembled by volunteers. Food for Thought has about 500 active volunteers right now who do everything from staffing the food bank to delivering food to clients who are homebound. So we would certainly welcome. There's a form for inquiring about being a volunteer on our website, which is fftfoodbank.org. So Food for Thought, fftfoodbank.org.
Great. And coming up, there's also another way for the community to see what Food for Thought does, get involved. It's the Our Long Table. That's an event coming up in Sebastopol on August 11th. Tell us about that.
Basically, this is a fundraising event, and the theme of it comes from the idea that at Food for Thought, we have a long table. There's room for everyone at our table. So we talk about having a long table within the organization. And this is a chance for us to open our table to the general community so that people can come and support us. It's going to be a delicious meal with the menu designed by Michelle Anna Jordan, who is a James Beard Award-winning food writer and does the Mouthful Show here on KRCB.
Absolutely.
She designed the menu. The catering is by Cottonwood Catering. Amazing wines and wineries like Claypool Cellars and Motion and Furthermore will be pouring. There will be a brief, lively, exciting live auction of experience packages that people can bid on. There's also music by the local band Gin, which will play during the cocktail hour. They're a very lively, upbeat kind of band. So this is going to be a wonderful event, and it's at the Vine Hill House on Vine Hill Road with a spectacular view out across vineyards to Mount St. Helena and the Santa Rosa Plain beyond. It's on August 11th from 4:30 to 8:30. That's a Sunday, so we tipped the hours a little bit more early so people can get home in time to get up for work on Monday.
Well, there you go. Our Long Table, August 11th. Bags of Love now happening. Thank you so much for coming in, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.